Good day, tech enthusiasts, and welcome to a brand new episode of Push and Pull. It's beautiful to have you here with us today on this fantastic Monday, March 25th, 2024.
Yes, indeed. I'm Alex Codeburn, energized and thrilled to dive into the world of GitHub's top trending repositories alongside the ever-talented Lena Hackwell. Don't let our names fool you. We're all about collaboration and pushing the boundaries of technology together.
That's right, Alex. And today we've got an intriguing lineup of repositories that are stirring up the tech world. Starting with WebCheck, a comprehensive tool for delving deep into the anatomy of any website. Ever wondered what magic powers the websites you visit daily? Well, stay tuned.
Oh, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. For our gaming enthusiasts, we have Ryujinx, an experimental Nintendo Switch emulator that's making waves. And for those who love a touch of AI in their workflow, Screenshot to Code promises to revolutionize how we turn visuals into viable code.
Not to mention Wii, a trove of simple yet stunning UI examples that might just inspire your next project. And, for the beginners eager to dive into the world of AI, Generative AI for Beginners by Microsoft is a goldmine waiting to be explored.
Clearly, today's episode is packed with gems for everyone, from the curious coder to the seasoned developer. But there's more beneath the surface of these repositories than meets the eye, and that's what we're here to uncover.
Exactly, Alex. So whether you're here for the tech deep dives, the fascinating discussions, or just the sound of our voices, we promise today's episode of Push and Pull will leave you inspired, informed, and maybe even a bit in awe.
You said it, Lena. So get comfortable, plug in those earphones, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. After all, where there's a push, there's a pull, and we're here to navigate it all with you. All right, Lena, let's pivot our lenses towards something that's been grabbing a lot of attention lately, the WebCheck repository on GitHub. It's a treasure trove of OSINT tools for any person looking to get an in-depth analysis of a website.
Absolutely, Alex. This repository is fascinating because it doesn't just scratch the surface, it digs deep. You can uncover everything from IP information and SSL chains to DNS records, cookies, headers, and even the site's carbon footprint. It's truly comprehensive.
And what strikes me about WebCheck is its power to democratize information. It lays bare the intricate details of website operations, making it accessible not just to cybersecurity professionals, but also to curious laypeople and website owners.
Right, the transparency aspect is huge. By making such detailed information accessible, it empowers users to better understand, optimize, and secure their websites. It's all about bringing down the walls and fostering a more informed web community.
But Lena, the question is, with all these powerful features, could there be potential implications about privacy and security? How do we navigate the fine line between transparency and overexposure?
That's a valid concern, Alex. While transparency is generally beneficial, there's always a risk that such tools could be misused. It underscores the need for ethical guidelines and perhaps a broader conversation about responsible use of OSINT tools.
Indeed, and it's not just about the immediate impacts. Tools like WebCheck could significantly influence the future landscape of web development and cybersecurity, as it sets a new standard for what can be uncovered and how easily it can be accessed.
Absolutely, it could encourage website owners to up their game in terms of security and performance. Knowing that this kind of analysis is available to anyone could motivate improvements across the board.
And let's not forget the educational value. For those new to the world of web technology and cybersecurity, WebCheck can serve as an incredible learning tool, offering a hands-on way to understand the myriad aspects of websites.
Indeed, that's a fantastic point. The ability to peel back the layers and see what makes websites tick can demystify technology for many and perhaps inspire the next generation of web developers and cybersecurity professionals.
With the continuing evolution of web technology, tools like WebCheck are essential in keeping the digital landscape transparent and secure. It's a powerful reminder of the importance of open source projects and the communal effort to enhance the internet for everyone.
Right on, Alex. It's all about pushing the boundaries, pulling the curtains back, and making the complex world of the internet that little bit more accessible to us all. All right, moving on, let's take a look at Ryujinx, another gem in today's lineup.
And speaking of pushing the boundaries, Lena, it's time to dive into one of today's spectacular highlights, the Ryujinx repository. This gem has been making waves, particularly among the gaming community.
Absolutely, Alex. Ryujinx, an open-source Nintendo Switch emulator written in C#, is nothing short of a marvel. Created by the developer GDK Chichon, this project has evolved rapidly since its inception in September 2017, aiming to deliver top-notch accuracy and performance.
What's fascinating about Ryujinx is its commitment to both excellence and accessibility. With compatibility tested on approximately 4,200 titles and over 3,500 considered playable, it's a testament to the emulator's robustness. Lena, isn't it incredible how this project bridges the gap between gamers and their beloved Switch games on PC platforms?
It indeed is, Alex. Beyond just playing games, Ryujinx includes features like audio support, CPU emulation that translates ARM code to x86, and even GPU emulation across APIs like OpenGL and Vulkan. This doesn't just emulate a console, it brings a comprehensive gaming experience to the users, complete with game enhancements.
But it's not all fun and games, right? The emulator encourages contributions and has a passionate community behind it, with detailed documentation, a supportive Discord server, and even a Patreon supporting the project financially. It underscores the collective effort in making Ryujinx better every day.
And there are broader implications too. Ryujinx represents more than just an emulator. It's a tool that demonstrates the power of open source in breaking down barriers. For developers, it's a rich resource to understand complex system emulation. And for the gaming industry, it challenges the norms of hardware-exclusive titles by providing an alternative way to experience games.
Exactly, Lena. However, this also sparks debates on emulation ethics and copyright concerns. The balance between preserving gaming history and respecting copyright laws is delicate. What's your take on this?
It's a complex issue, Alex. While it's crucial to respect game developers' copyrights, the preservation of gaming history and accessibility are equally important. Emulators like Ryujinx, especially when focusing on playability and performance, present an opportunity to discuss these conflicts responsibly.
True, Lena. It's an opportunity for the gaming community to engage in meaningful dialogue. And speaking of communities, Ryujinx's user-friendly interface and consistent updates make it accessible to not just seasoned gamers, but also to those curious about the workings of an emulator or developing one.
I believe Ryujinx also highlights the importance of community-supported projects in the tech world. It showcases how collaboration, openness, and a shared passion can drive innovation and possibly shape the future of gaming as we know it.
Indeed, Lena. The continuous evolution of Ryujinx reflects a steadfast commitment to quality, performance, and user experience. It's a brilliant example of how technology can push the envelope and pull us into new, unexplored territories.
And for our listeners out there, whether you're a developer, a gamer, or just a technology enthusiast, Ryujinx offers a fascinating glimpse into the world of emulation. It's a project that's not just about playing games, but understanding and appreciating the complexities behind them.
Absolutely. And with that, as we continue to explore today's impressive lineup of repositories, it's clear that Ryujinx earns its spot as a cornerstone in today's tech conversation. Stay tuned as we uncover more treasures from the realm of GitHub's top trending repositories.
And now, let's shift gears to something that truly blazes the trail for innovation and pushes the envelope even further. We're talking about the Screenshot to Code repository, which is transforming the way developers think about building web and mobile applications.
Absolutely, Lena. This isn't just about simplifying the development process. It's about radically changing how we approach design and code creation. With Screenshot to Code, simply dropping a screenshot can convert it into clean, functional code, including HTML, Tailwind CSS, React Bootstrap, or Vue. It's like having a skilled developer translate your visual thoughts into reality.
What makes this repository stand out is its use of cutting-edge AI technology. By leveraging GPT-4 Vision or Claude 3 for code generation, and DALL-E 3 for creating similar images, it's setting a new benchmark for AI's role in development and design workflows.
The recent addition of video-to-app functionality is particularly exciting. Imagine turning screen recordings or even Figma prototypes into functional apps within minutes. The implications for rapid prototyping and the overall speed of development cycles are profound.
It's this kind of innovation that fuels discussions on the future of software development. Will we see more tools like this emerge, making coding more accessible and less time-consuming? And how does this shift affect the roles of designers and developers in the tech ecosystem?
On one hand, it democratizes development, opening up new opportunities for those with design skills but limited coding experience. On the other, it could raise questions about the value of manual coding skills in an era where AI can generate code from visual inputs.
That's a critical point, Alex, and it extends beyond just the development community. For the broader tech industry, the environmental impact of making AI-driven development tools more mainstream should also be considered. With growing concerns over the ecological footprint of training large AI models, how do projects like Screenshot to Code fit into the sustainable tech narrative?
Indeed, balancing innovation with responsibility is key, but there's no denying the positive impact Screenshot to Code could have on accelerating project timelines, reducing the barrier to entry for web and app development, and fostering a new wave of creativity and innovation in the tech space.
Listeners, imagine the possibilities. Creating a website or app from a simple screenshot could not only streamline workflows, but also incite a shift in how we conceptualize and iterate on design projects.
Absolutely, Lena. And with tools like these, we're not just looking at a future where development is faster and more efficient. We're looking at a future where the line between conceptualization and realization is increasingly blurred. Screenshot to Code is pioneering that movement.
Indeed. As with all technology, the potentials are as broad as the challenges it presents. It's a thrilling time to be part of the tech world. All right, moving forward, our next repository glimmers with insights into the beautiful world of UI designs. So stick with us as we dive into UI next. And moving forward in today's episode, we delve into a repository that's a visual treat for any developer or designer out there. Named simply UE, this GitHub repository is making waves with its collection of simple UI examples from social media. Truly a canvas of inspiration, wouldn't you agree, Alex?
Absolutely, Lena. In an era where user interface plays a pivotal role in the user experience, having a repository like UI is invaluable. It's not just about the aesthetics. It's about functionality, accessibility, and creating that seamless user journey. The fact that it garners attention on social media adds an interesting layer to its impact.
Indeed, Alex. Compiled by Atherosa, Kajino Saitu, September 27, 2023, 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 21 seconds. Moving on to a truly innovative space in today's digital landscape, let's discuss the Generative AI for Beginners repository by Microsoft.
Right, Lena. It's a repository that stands out not just for its content, but for its commitment to making the world of generative AI accessible to beginners. With 18 comprehensive lessons, from setup to fine-tuning large language models, it's a treasure trove for anyone eager to dive into AI.
What's particularly exciting about this course is the blend of learn and build lessons. It's structured to ensure that learners not only grasp the theoretical underpinnings of generative AI, but also get their hands dirty with actual code, using Python and TypeScript.
And let's not overlook the keep learning sections. These additional resources are invaluable for further exploration and understanding, truly making this course a launchpad for anyone interested in generative AI.
But beyond the course content, what strikes me is the broader implications for developers and the tech community. This course is a gateway to myriad opportunities, from enhancing personal skill sets to potentially sparking the next big innovation in AI technology.
Absolutely, Lena. And given Microsoft's role in the development of this course, it reflects a significant investment in building a more informed and skilled AI community. It's about fostering a space where developers can grow, collaborate, and innovate.
Moreover, the emphasis on responsible AI application and the integration of Azure OpenAI and OpenAI API into the lessons underscore the importance of ethical considerations in AI development.
That's a crucial point. The future of AI is not just about what can be done, but how it should be done. This repository serves as a guiding light in that respect, setting a standard for how educational AI resources should approach the topic of responsible AI usage.
And let's think about the long-term impact. Skills in generative AI can lead to advancements in how we approach problems, innovate, and create. For beginners, this could mean the start of a career in a rapidly evolving field.
Indeed, Lena. It's about planting the seeds for future growth. For developers, this knowledge can translate into more robust, creative, and ethical applications. And for the larger ecosystem, it could mean a leap towards more sustainable and intelligent solutions.
Listeners, this repository is not just a course, it's an invitation to be at the forefront of the AI revolution. By demystifying the complexities of generative AI, it opens doors to endless possibilities.
And in a world where AI is increasingly becoming a cornerstone of innovation, having resources like Generative AI for Beginners is invaluable. It not only educates, but inspires action and creativity.
Exactly, Alex. As we continue to explore and understand the potentials and responsibilities of AI, having a solid foundation is crucial. And for anyone looking to start or deepen their journey in AI, this repository is a goldmine waiting to be explored.
Listeners, whether you are a novice eager to learn about AI or a developer looking to incorporate AI into your projects, Generative AI for Beginners offers a comprehensive, accessible, and responsible pathway into the world of generative AI.
And with that, while this may be the last repository we're covering today, the journey of learning and innovation doesn't end here. It's just the beginning. Keep pushing, keep pulling, and let's together explore the vast, evolving landscape of technology.
That's right, Lena. There's a whole world out there to discover, and with resources like Generative AI for Beginners, we're equipped to not just witness, but actively participate in the future shaping of technology.
And there you have it, faithful listeners, a glimpse into the riveting world of GitHub's top trending repositories. From the in-depth analysis capabilities of WebCheck to the fascinating emulation universe of RyuJinx, the groundbreaking screenshot-to-code revolution, the inspiring UI examples from UI, and finally, diving headfirst into the world of AI with Generative AI for Beginners.
Indeed, Lena. We've traversed a landscape dotted with innovation, creativity, and the spirit of open-source collaboration. A hearty thank you to all of you for joining us on this journey, for your curiosity and your unwavering support.
A special shout-out to our guests and contributors, without whom today's discussions wouldn't have been half as enriching. Your insights and expertise have added invaluable layers to our conversations.
As we wrap up today's episode, we invite you to dive deeper, engage with us on social media, and share your thoughts and discoveries. Your interaction fuels our content, and together, we're forging a community of tech aficionados eager to learn and grow.
And remember, whether you're a seasoned developer, a curious beginner, or somewhere in between, Push and Pull is your space to explore, understand, and be inspired by the ever-evolving world of technology.
So, don't hesitate to reach out, subscribe, leave us feedback, and most importantly, tune into our next episode. You never know what gems we'll uncover next in the expansive universe of GitHub.
As we part ways today, let's carry forward the spirit of discovery and innovation. Keep pushing the boundaries, keep pulling the threads of curiosity, and let's continue to build this incredible community together.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep pushing and pulling. Goodbye for now, but not forever. We can't wait to welcome you back for another episode of Push and Pull.